Special thanks to CFX. They always do such a wonderful job leading us in worship, and in particular today, a very touching song selected for today. We have two scripture readings. The first one is from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 31 and 32, and chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Let us listen to the word of God as it comes to us from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And now for the gospel reading from Mark's gospel, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 20. This is a rather long story in the gospels. There's so much in it, but we will address this today as a part of our message, decluttering our spirit. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain, for he had often been restrained with shackles and chains. But the chains he wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran, bowed down before him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there on the hillside a great herd of swine was feeding, and the unclean spirits begged him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The swineherds ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the demoniac sitting there clothed in his right mind, the very man who had the legion. And they were afraid. Those who had seen what had happened to the demoniac, to the swine, reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by the demons begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. Everyone was amazed. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have one prayer that I'd like to teach you today. It actually comes from a poem by John Greenleaf Whittier. It's a line from one of his poems that also became a hymn, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind." And it goes something like this. I'm going to say it a couple of times, and then I'm going to have you to repeat it. And your homework today is take time to learn this prayer. Drop thy still dews of quietness upon us until all our inner strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace. Amen. I'll say it one more time, and then I'll say it line by line, and you will repeat each line. Drop thy still dews of quietness upon us until all our inner striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Repeat after me. Drop thy still dews of quietness upon us. Drop thy still dews of quietness upon us. Until all our inner striving cease. Until all our inner striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress. Take from our souls the strain and stress. And let our ordered lives confess. And let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace. The beauty of your peace. I'll come back to that in a moment. There's a kind of a picture in my mind right now that goes with that prayer. And it's the picture of the demoniac, but it is the picture of him clothed in his right mind, because indeed that prayer was answered. And his spirit had been decluttered of the demons that had possessed him. It's a beautiful picture in my mind right now of the way it's supposed to be clothed in our right mind. And that picture of the demoniac is, it really is a picture of hope for all persons who struggle. You know, the demoniac, no one really knows all the details of what was going on with him. All we're told was he had an evil spirit, but then Jesus asked him his name, and he said, "My name is Legion, because they are many." In other words, he was so distracted by so many things, he couldn't even really name the things that had cluttered his mind. But the things that had cluttered his mind had drove him crazy. He was living in a cemetery. People were scared of him, so they tried to tie him down, but his strength broke the chains and shackles, and he ran around howling, and he cut himself with stones. And he lived there in the land of the Gerasenes, not far away from pigs. And he was just driven by things within him. He was distracted. That's all we know. Other than Jesus came and decluttered his spirit. Now, none of us may have ever experienced what that person experienced, but all of us, I dare say, know what it is to have a cluttered mind or a cluttered spirit. The mind is such a wonderful gift of God, but boy, can it be something. How many thoughts do you have in a given day? It's amazing. Well, your mind never shuts off. You may go to sleep, but your mind stays awake and it just does all kinds of things, never goes to sleep. You know, sometimes when you pray, you're probably saying, I can't pray. There's just too much going on in my mind. It's not quiet there. In the Eastern religions, they said that's because the mind is like a drunken monkey. It's just jumping around. And I'll come to how we can deal with those drunken monkeys in a moment. But we all have these thoughts. We all have these feelings. We all have these voices in our head. Sometimes we wake up and there's a committee going on. And they got the to-do list. That's just a part of our ordinary life. And living in these days where we're always connected to things and we're always busy doing things, I think it's gotten worse. I think that the beginning of this year, it's quite appropriate that we address decluttering. We need to declutter our calendars. We need to declutter our possessions. But we also need to learn how to declutter our spirit. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Decluttering our spirit. Because it's not just that we got lots on our mind. It's that there are some things that are driving us that aren't good. The only thing that should be the driving force of our life is the Spirit of God. But there's so many other things that drive us. and we don't even know it. Sometimes we are like the demoniac. We can't even name it. So I'm going to share with you a couple of things that I've learned. And by the way, this is all a process, but I hope that we'll all get started on that process today. One of the things that we can do at any time of the day or throughout the day is take what I call a heart test. A heart test, using the acronym HEART, H-E-A-R-T, it's just like a little checkup on where you're at. H stands for hurting. Am I hurting anywhere? Pay attention to hurts. It may be a physical hurt. It may be a different kind of hurt, emotional hurt. It could be anything. But sometimes we need to ask ourselves, am I hurting? The E stands for exhausted. Am I exhausted? Listen to your bodies. Listen to your spirit. We're doing a heart check. Am I hurting? Am I exhausted? A, am I anxious about something? What is it that I'm anxious about? R, regrets. Are there regrets that are dominating my thinking? T, temptations. Do I have struggles with things tempting me right now? That's called a heart test. And we can do that at the end of the day, beginning of the day, or we can just do it any time during the day. But a simple rule of thumb is that, there are some very simple things that we can do. First of all, we can reserve some time to get away from everything that's going on and have quiet, to begin to hear ourselves. We need to guard what comes into our mind so much. There's information 24 hours a day. We don't need to sit there and listen to it all. You talk about having a decluttered mind, that will really declutter your mind. So there's some simple things we can do. Become unplugged, step away, reserve some quiet time, begin to listen to yourself and do this heart test. And the next test is called the spirit test. And the spirit test goes something like this, a little bit deeper. And you may have to think about this, because sometimes we don't really like to acknowledge these things. Again, we may not know we're living under the spirit of these things. But if we are, we're not living the life that God has intended us to live. The first thing we need to address is there a spirit of bitterness in my life right now? Bitterness. Don't be embarrassed. It's something that we all can experience, but we need to deal with it. Bitterness. Is there bitterness in my life? The second thing is there an unforgiving spirit in my life? The third thing is, am I being driven right now by a spirit of lusts? And then there are other things. There's the bitterness. There is resentment. Am I living with a spirit of resentment? Am I living with a spirit of envy? Now, if you think about it, all these things are of the flesh. And Paul talks about the works of the flesh. They're not good. They lead us to bad places. And so when we do a checkup, we can kind of stop and see and perhaps guard ourselves from possible dangerous consequences. Because these things, these spirits, affect everything we say, everything we do, every relationship we have. And we need to know, where are we? We need to declutter. Heart test, spirit test. Then there's another test. I really don't know what to call this test, but I've named it just simply the damaged emotions test. Damaged emotions. Because all of us at some point or another need to realize we've been wounded. We've been wounded by other people. We've been wounded by the world. I think that's what happened to that demoniac. I think society treated him wrong. Why else is he left out there in the cemetery? And when they went to see him, the only thing they tried to do was tie him down. I think there was some woundedness in his life, some abuse. I think he suffered things that you would never imagine. Some of you have suffered things that I can't imagine. So we need to do the damaged emotion test because we've been wounded by the world. And what happens, the consequence of that woundedness leads us into three difficulties. The first one is we have an unhealthy image of ourselves. Woundedness will lead us to have an unhealthy image of ourselves. We're not good enough. There's something wrong with me. I'm not lovable. I always get it wrong. I can't ever do it right. Why would anybody love me? An unhealthy image. See, we need to see ourselves the way God sees us, nothing more and nothing less. But when we've been wounded, we see ourselves as other people see us. And it's like being down at Myrtle Beach and you go to one of those little, I don't call them casinos because there's not gambling, although they'll take your money, put your money in the little machines there. I used to play pinball and all that kind of stuff. But they had these mirrors. And you stand in front of the mirrors. It really was funny. You stand in one mirror and they make you like a giant. And another one, like the Hulk, you know. And another one skinny. And you know, you laugh at that because you knew that's not what you looked like. But the mirror made you look like that. Well, what happens in woundedness is the world holds up wrong mirrors. And we see ourselves as other people see us or project to us. And that's the only image we have of ourselves. Do we have damaged emotions? Do you love yourself? Are you content with yourself? You know, Polly did a blog one time of devotions related to our pet, Gracie Jo. And I think the first one she did was labeled, comfortable in her own fur. Are you comfortable in your own fur and skin? The second difficulty that we wind up in when we have been wounded and perhaps don't even know it is the inability to trust. It's hard to trust. I can understand why. If you trusted someone and got burned and that happens over and over again, that's woundedness. You could be living with the difficulty of trusting people. And then that leads perhaps to the most tragic, inability to receive love. Well, you see, we may not know it, but there may be things driving our life that are not enabling us to have the life that God wants us to have. Our spirit has been decluttered. And so what we need to recognize are a couple of things. And the first thing we need to recognize when it comes to decluttering our spirit, and this really helps me. While I may have a part to play in decluttering my spirit, I am not the primary actor in this because I can't do it myself. This is the Holy Spirit's job. Only the Holy Spirit can declutter our spirits in such a way that we can be clothed in our right mind. You see, the power that Jesus had, it's amazing. In Mark's gospel, the first miracle that he did was in the synagogue. There was a man with an unclean spirit. Mark's gospel has a lot of Jesus doing exorcisms and so forth. But what amazed people was that it really was the power of his word. And the power of his word, Jesus did what no one else could do. And in Mark's gospel, it's all about Jesus coming to do battle with all the things that tear down life, that maim life, that hurt life, that injure life. He comes to do battle with evil. And we know that ultimately he took on that battle on the cross. And we know that on the cross he took on all those things that we live with, and they that caused him to suffer. He took it on for us. He died a death, but then he rose. And on the cross, the power of sin in our life was broken. And the power of evil was broken. And so what is happening in Mark's gospel with the announcement that the kingdom of God is here is that Jesus has come to clothe us in our right minds, to clothe the world in its right mind. And so we need to realize that this is the Holy Spirit's job. What is our job? Very simple. Take time to ask yourself, how am I doing? Establish a time of quietness that you can have during the day. And as you listen to your own self think, jot down these things. Pay attention to these feelings, these thoughts, these voices in your head, these committee meetings. And if you can, name something that you know is dominating your life that you need deliverance from. And then when you name these things, give them to Jesus and allow Him to be Lord over every thought you have, over every feeling you have, over every voice in your head. Allow Him to be Lord of your life. And submit to Him all these things as many times as you need to. And believe that it is your destiny to be clothed in your right mind. And if not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, the next day, if not the next day, someday. But believe it. It will be done. The Lordship of Jesus Christ enables us to be clothed in our right mind. So there is something for us to do. Examine ourselves, name the things, submit them to God. Soren Kierkegaard, a famous philosopher of mine when I was growing up, wrote a book called Purity of Heart. And I often thought about purity of heart, and you can boil the book down to one thing. Purity of heart is simply to love God and do His will. And anything that is keeping us from loving God and doing His will is clutter in our spirit. But the good news is that Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can declutter our spirit, and we can love God, and we can do His will, and we can be clothed in our right mind. And I want to share something with you right now. Do you realize what Jesus did after He exorcised that man of the demon? He commissioned him to preach, to go back to his hometown. He hasn't even commissioned the disciples yet to do that. Amen. Only this man, because he's qualified. Amen. He's dealt with the rough stuff. Amen. He can go now. He's clothed in his right mind. He's dealt the hard work. He's had it done. He can love God, and he can do God's will. And that's what we're about at the beginning of this year. We want to love God, and we want to do His will. Our prayer today is just simply this, is that we'll begin to ask ourselves how ask ourselves, in what areas of our life do we need to be decluttered in our spirit? I'm going to pray a prayer, and then the invitation for prayer is come, and Polly and I will pray with you about anything and everything. But right now, let's have this prayer for all persons. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. Yes. In pure reverence, may we praise You. Come, Lord Jesus, through the power of Your Holy Spirit, and do what we cannot do. Declutter our spirit. Lighten our load. Free us to love you and to do your will. Help us to see ourselves as clothed in our right mind. Help us to see ourselves as that man who goes forth to share good news. Help us, Lord, right now to begin anew. In Jesus' name, amen.